This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now, though, for the what is the final Red Sox front office report of this season, and it's brought to you by Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox, Major League style at minor league prices. Visit Zenni.com for more information. Sam Kennedy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How are you doing?
Well, we're hanging in there. It's incredibly that it's the last front office report of the season. That's amazing. We're just hitting our stride.
If only there were another 60 games.
We're hoping that if we could play 162, maybe these trends would continue. But you know what? We're getting here to the end here and starting to look forward to next year. Obviously, it's been a grind. So appreciate everybody's patience with us and better days ahead.
Once Mookie was traded, did you guys internally acknowledge that this was going to be a rebuild?
No, we didn't, because we didn't anticipate all of the other challenges that we've had in terms of either health or lack of performance. We did not see it as waving the white flag on the season. We certainly acknowledge that when you move on from Mookie Betts in favor of adding future value, clearly to the Red Sox, that it was going to be a challenge. But we did not anticipate the results that we've had. It's been frustrating, but it was a difficult decision. But we'll see what the results look like longer term.
Our own Lou Merlone reported that Alex Cora would like to return. Can you confirm that? And B, when was the last time that you spoke with him?
No, you know, Alex is obviously serving a suspension from Major League Baseball for what happened in 2017 in Houston. Ron's done a tremendous job, and that's all I'll say about that. And we're focused on trying to get through the end of the year here, and really, I should say, Ron has done an amazing job. He's been dealt a very difficult hand in terms of what's gone on this year, and we're very appreciative of that.
Why do you think, Sam, that when you look at the other teams around here, you know, and I think one of the teams that we look at, the Celtics, and it seems like, you know, front office-wise, standards are held at a different level. Why is it that it seems like with the Red Sox, your standards are held at a lot higher in regard to being successful and winning compared to other organizations where, hey, if things are not going well, you guys don't have a problem with switching it up?
Yeah, you know, it's a good point. I mean, look, our fans in this market, Wiggy, you know, better than anybody growing up here, it's just so much passion for all of our teams. I mean, I know the sky is falling on the Celtics right now, but like, let's remember, this series isn't over yet. And so it's a reflection of just how passionate the market is. It really is a good thing. You can work in sports and other markets around the country, but this is where you want to be. There's just so much passion, and we are held to the highest of high standards, as we should be, because the fans give so much to their teams. in this market. And, you know, we've had a great 20-year run, 22-year run, whatever it's been, since you guys started the trend back in 2001, 2002. So anything short of a championship is understandably viewed as a failure, not reaching the ultimate goal. So we got really, really high standards with all the teams. But that's a good thing because it keeps everybody accountable.
When it comes to being unsure about what revenue might look like next season, does that mean internally that, you know, you're going to be, your hands are going to be held, I guess, for lack of a better way to say it, when it comes to going out and signing a big name free agent or spending money that you need to spend?
That's a great question. I truly, truly don't know what the market is going to look like this offseason. When I say the market, I mean the free agent market. I do know that the Red Sox will continue to have among the highest payrolls in all of baseball. We obviously did this year, and you know, it certainly didn't help us in terms of the results on the field. So the but the commitment to spending in terms of where we stack up against our competitors in baseball will be there. But I don't know what the market will look like, number one. And number two, yeah, there are some economic realities associated with this pandemic. I mean, what a unmitigated disaster for our country and our city and for some industry. And we're in the industry and professional sports and public gathering that have been hit the worst. We're really hopeful that the Patriots will be able to get some fans into Gillette. So as we look into 2021, we hopefully can bring some fans back. I don't know what that may or may not look like, but it's really important to be able to generate some revenue and continue to invest in the team. But regardless of that, we will have a high payroll and continue to invest. Our fans deserve that. And we're building. You know, Chaim Bloom was brought in to build a consistent winner. And those steps have begun. You don't see the results on the field at the major league level right now, but we are starting to see some positive signs for the future.
Speaking of that, Sam, you've had a couple good starts from Tanner Houck and Nick Pivetta in his debut. How do you view the starting rotation heading into the offseason? Will you be in the market for a bigger ticket addition as far as a starter goes?
Well, we've been in baseball since the early 1990s, and you know, there's that old saying, deep depth. You'd love to come into spring training with, you know, not just five starting pitchers, but six, seven, eight, nine options. And if you combine, hopefully, you know, look, Tanner and Nick have looked great the last couple of nights, but we got to get healthy. We got to get Chris Sale back and Eddie Rodriguez back and Eovaldi, and we've obviously got an option with Martin Perez. So those are some important names. But will we be in the market with respect to free agents, with respect to pitching? Yeah, we're always looking for ways to improve the team. And so I'm excited to get into the offseason. Obviously, I can't guess what will or will not happen based upon how other teams behave. But pitching is an area of focus for the Boston Red Sox as we go forward, absolutely.
But you expect, or what you're hearing anyway when it comes to Chris Sale, is that he's back and healthy and ready to go.
Yeah, the problem with Tommy John is you wish it was a nice, clean sort of one off season. You know, depending upon how he responds, I know he's doing well and ahead of schedule, but it's too early to say based upon his rehab when exactly he'd come back, whether it's, you know, opening day or a little bit later in the season. So not sure on a timetable for him. The good news is typically when pitchers come back from that injury, they've demonstrated an ability to be even better than they were before. So it's hard to be patient, but we do anticipate him back in 2021 at some point, hopefully earlier rather than later.
Sam, do you guys anticipate raising ticket prices next season? And the other question I would ask is, why haven't we heard at all from John Henry throughout the course of this season, which is, most people would admit, has been as historically bad as we've seen under this ownership group?
Yeah, well, I guess I'll take the question in the order you asked them. We have no plans with respect to ticketing yet. We don't even know if we're going to be in a position to be welcoming fans back to Fenway. I think we have a important decision over the next couple of months to decide, you know, what that looks like, and we're going to have to consult with the state and the city and Major League Baseball. So I don't know what 2021 ticketing will look like, but we certainly are hoping that we're able to be in a position to sell tickets. No decisions with respect to pricing one way or the other, but we understand coming off an incredibly difficult season and where things stand. We want to be measured and cautious on that front. But again, it's too early to tell because we just don't even know what we're going to be allowed to do. And with respect to John Henry and our ownership group, you know, I think that our ownership they hire people in the front office to do sort of the day to day. John and Tom are very active in every aspect of the Red Sox operations, from the baseball, from our community work to our business activities. But they also have this larger enterprise, Fenway Sports Group, and have multiple businesses, whether it's a soccer team or a NASCAR team or real estate development company. So there's a lot of different elements to Fenway Sports Group that they're engaged with each and every day. And, you know, speaking in public with the media is something that John and Tom do, just maybe not at the frequency that maybe some other ownership groups do in the market. I actually haven't studied that much, but we're focused. Those of us in management see that as part of our responsibility. And look, John and Tom have provided two decades of stable ownership here in Boston. And I think as a Red Sox fan who grew up here, been a part of this team, grew up a fan, I do think it's been just an incredible 20-year run. And I can tell you that being in meetings with them the last couple of days, that we're as committed to winning and getting that fifth ring and sixth ring and seventh ring as we go forward here. So the commitment's there, and the frequency in terms of public appearances, that's not something that I spend a lot of time worried about or focused on.
Sam, you talked about building this roster and heading into the offseason. Do you prioritize, like, how you're going to build it, whether that's through free agency, whether that's through potential trades, whether that's through possibly guys that are already here, you know, farm system? What's the approach that you take heading into free agency?
Yeah, well, you have to try and improve the team in every single way, and there's a number of different ways to do that. Free agency certainly is one of them, the draft, the international signings, trades. And, you know, you mentioned the improved starting pitching we got the last couple of days. Nick came over via trade and from Philadelphia with Connor Siebold, who now ranks, I think, in the top 25 in our system. Tanner came through our own draft and development. You look at some of the deals that Haim's made, whether it's, you know, Jeter Downs or Jason Rosario, Connor Wong. These guys are now all of a sudden our top ranking prospects in Baseball America. So you can sort of see the early stages of this building towards a consistent, competitive, winning team. It's interesting. We've been here for 20 years, but we've had some success in terms of championships. One thing we haven't had, and I think it's important to acknowledge this, one thing we haven't had is consistency with respect to winning championships, you know, back-to-back years or being in the postseason, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years in a row. That's where we are building. That's where we're headed. And in order to do that, Wiggy, you've got to be hitting on all cylinders with respect to acquiring talent from all different areas. And the good news is in Boston, we have the resources to do that.
How were the TV ratings this season, Sam?
They've been down significantly. You know, obviously, when you have a team that gets off to a bad start, it's understandable. Coupled with the Bruins and the Celtics in postseason runs, ratings have been down. Interest has been down generally, which you would expect and is completely understandable. So it's our job to work towards a better 2021, and that's exactly what we plan to do.
All right. Well, this is it for the season, our final front office report, and we will, I'm sure that Red Sox fans will be anxiously awaiting when it comes to what you guys decide to do, because certainly not the way many of them wanted this season to end up. So
Yeah, I appreciate that, guys. Thanks thanks for having us this year, and better days ahead. And it's too bad we had to finish the last Red Sox report without Danielle. She's just one of the only sane and normal people on that.
Well, yeah, good point. I mean, she's on vacation, yes. like much of your roster was during this.
Good for her. Probably well deserved. Good to be with you guys. Hang in there. Thank
listen,
you.
I'm hoping that we're there for opening day. I'm hoping that there is an opening day at Fenway next
should
year.
Should be.
Absolutely. I think we will be. Let's get fans out to Gillette as soon as possible. That'll be the first step in the road to recovery here for the sports and entertainment industry. Really, really important that can become a possibility.
We can't get 10 people right. at a table for dinner in Boston. So I don't
well,
know.
Maybe they could just play some games in New Hampshire because you can get fans.
people are so desperate for baseball, they're climbing the Green Monster. All right.
I'd make a comment about that one, but I better not touch it. So good to be with you guys.
All right, Sam.
Thanks, guys.
That is Sam Kennedy, President, CEO of the Boston Red Sox on the Harbor One Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.